Hello. Thank you. So just to begin, this is not hashtag the dress I keep getting asked. It's a little similar, it turns out. So I have it in blue as well, just to confuse matters. So let's talk about audio. The face of audio is changing. I love radio. When I was little, I wanted to be a broadcaster, and during my media degree, I learned about how owning the means to production transfers enormous political power to the owners. Last year, the leader of a conference, a longtime radio man, apologized to the delegates there. He said, unfortunately, their audiences were still mostly made up of 19 to 35-year-old housewives. I don't know about you, but frankly, I don't know many 19-year-old housewives. And honestly, I didn't really like his tone. Things are changing. The social media revolution is allowing audiences and broadcasters the opportunity to choose and speak for themselves, and they're saying something different. They watch and listen to what they want, when they want, and in shorter snatches, and they expect to have their own say. So when I joined Audio Boom, the opportunity to reimagine radio was obvious. Let's give listeners the kind of audio options that viewers now have. But we obviously needed to bring the radio industry with us, and our broadcast publishers, publisher relationships are very important to us. After all, radio at its best is spellbinding, it's fascinating, it's liberating, and it's entertaining. So we work directly with broadcasters and publishers in the US, the UK, and Australia. God, you're right about those S words. So these are some of them. And we work directly with radio, TV, print, media. And we set up, we work with account management. It was a very good point earlier made about working directly with content partners to bring them along. You can't just give them the tools and leave them to it. It's not fair. So we provide a YouTube-style channel structure, which basically allows a station or a program to have multiple accounts. You can upload into the channel, and there are multiple channels on your homepage, so you can organize your content. And this way, whether you're a radio station, a program, a personality, any other organization, you can easily upload and store all your audio with us. So we currently have 4.8 thousand channels, and that's growing. And we make it easy to embed your own clips and channels, your playlists, into your website. Our embeds are customizable, and they work in website and app, and making on-demand listening a really easy one-click experience. So we work with record companies, nonprofits, and it's just one click on their own site. Kid Craddock, the syndicated morning show out of Dallas, they divide up their show into segments, like the Hollywood Gossip, and then they put it all on their on-demand app. Their app, not their gap. And interestingly, most of this listened to about 4 p.m. in the afternoon. But sometimes things are just better when they go live, like today. And we also do a full...
And finally, a hamster spent the Easter break recovering after eating a Spider-Man magnet and becoming stuck to the metal bars of his cage. Smurf, the four-month-old pet, is thought to have swallowed the food. Sorry.
The hamster swallowed a magnet and then got stuck to the cage.
And just when you talk about live, that's when everything falls to pieces. I'm going to carry on talking to you without the pictures currently. So we also have an outreach system. Oh, bingo. And our outreach system allows us to contact and engage with other organizations and publishers to take your clips and have them listen to it. And obviously, that brings us to monetization. So Audio Boom allows you to monetize your pre-roll, so with pre-roll, post-roll, video ads, and these come with associated banners to improve click-through rates. This can be applied to all your clips, and the ads are carried in all embeds, whether it's website or apps. So we know we want it to, but can audio go viral? Yeah, we all know that sportcasters and fans can be a little nuts. The fans of Bruce Bowen's NBA lockdown, there you can see, got a chance to have their say when the podcast embedded our record button onto their website. They then asked fans to respond to their question of the week, and the responses were used in the show and on the site, gaining hundreds of thousands of listens. But we do more than just sport.
When I was doing Jerry Maguire, you know, the guy, the thing about the guy was, you know, like he was constantly dogged by frustration. Help me, help you! Like that, and he did the thing, and I thought, oh, wow, I'm in the back of a car, and Tom Cruise is doing that thing. And I'd, like, looked around to everyone else to see if they was impressed, but they was all just looking at their phones, because they were Tom Cruise's wife or kid or whatever.
So that was Russell Brand. He has an exclusive podcast with Audio Boom now. What's interesting there is that we are delivering 25 minutes from both his weekly programmes to XFM Radio in the UK and also to Southern Cross Austereo in Australia. They're then turning that back into a broadcast radio show with music mixed in. So the 10-minute excerpt we currently push to iTunes is number one at the moment in the podcast chart. But this couldn't happen without
the
amazing
Hi, this is
team.
Joe Elliott here, and I'm bringing Rick Savage with me to Planet Rock this week, and we want to answer some of your questions. So if you've got a microphone handy, click record a comment below, and away you go. Make sure you let us know your name and where you're from too. Then keep an eye out for the video online to see if we answer your question.
Hi, this is Michelle in Coconut Creek, Florida. I saw Viva Hysteria two times in Las Vegas. I'm very excited that you guys are putting this movie out. I would like to know why Joe sings lyrics from David Bowie's Heroes.
So Def Leppard listening hard there to Audio Boom clips. Our news team now voice short bursts of breaking news and trending items, keeping listeners to our app up to date and in the know, alongside the other content that we bring in from our quality content partners. And our content team, who are all journalists and producers, curate and feature content. We run a BuzzFeed-style blog that incorporates audio into wider pieces within genre or idea. And we also think ThingLinks provide a great combination of visuals and audio signposts because multimedia is obviously essential in modern media. And that's us. Feel free to contact Stuart. There's a lovely big picture of him there, or myself. And you can also hear the Rain Summits on the Audio Boom channel, so check out that and follow it. And thank you. My name is Amanda Brown, and I can now say that I have performed in Vegas.